You've tuned into the WGXC local news. Go to the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org to find out more about anything you hear here. Representative Antonio Delgado announced a bill February 28th that he is co-sponsoring to address water contamination issues that have plagued the country in two communities in the 19th Congressional District. Residents of Hoosick Falls and Petersburg in Rensselaer County have their drinking water contaminated by PFAS and PFOA chemicals. Hoosick Falls water activist Michael Hickey was alongside Delgado at a press conference announcing the bill in Washington, D.C.
I made a point as a member of upstate New York, New York 19, a very rural district, a district that has dealt with water contamination issues, specifically PFAS in Hoosick Falls and Petersburg, to highlight the importance of clean water and to highlight the need to make this an urgent matter and treat it as such. It's imperative. In the face of an administration that seems unwilling to take action necessary to address this crisis with urgency, I'm excited to work with this bill and to make sure that we implement it in the fashion that we know can do some real good for so many communities. In particular, this bill helps to update the water treatment systems or find alternative water sources for those communities like Hoosick Falls that have been impacted by PFAS specifically. And as some of you may know, my district is one of the most rural districts in the country. I represent the third most rural district of any Democrat in this body. And so to be able to actually have the funding focused on rural communities is incredibly important for the folks back home.
Peter Flerio reports in the Columbia paper that Consolidated Communications is seeking a cable franchise in the town of Canaan. The company recently bought out Berkshire Cable and is looking to expand into Columbia County. Currently, Spectrum, a subsidiary of Charter Communications, pays 5% franchise tax to serve 250 to 275 customers there. Town Supervisor Richard Cavini said there is demand for broadband internet access in Canaan, but the story does not say what Canaan will do with the consolidated request. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Tim Martin reported on Twitter that Ichabod Crane won the Section 2 Class B Volleyball Championship February 28th, beating Hudson 3-0. Hudson's Corey Topple, though, had reason to celebrate as he finished his high school volleyball career with 1,523 points. Quote, tonight I played my final volleyball game for Hudson, unquote, Topple wrote on Twitter. Quote, scoring 1,500 points in my career is not something I thought I would be able to accomplish, but I am thankful for the support my teammates have given me to allow me to achieve that. I am thankful for each and every teammate, unquote. On February 27th, Greene County Republicans held their Republican convention and designating meeting and picked Peter Kosminski to be their sheriff candidate. Diana Benoit had announced she was seeking the nomination. Greene County Republicans also backed County Clerk Marilyn Farrell, County Coroner Richard Viglio, and County Coroner candidate Paul Sini in this year's elections. Democrats have not yet announced who they are endorsing. This has been the WGXC Local News Update. Go to the newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything you heard here.